We've got time for one more story today. It's about a... Oh, never mind. Here's the world's Sarah Birnbaum.
So what does a nationalist Israeli song have to do with I Started a Joke by the Bee Gees? Well, I'll get to that. But first, a little background. This first song was written in 1968 by two Israeli composers. Their names are Yair Rosenblum and Yoram Tehar Lev. And it became a huge hit. It's called Ammunition Hill, after the site of a brutal battle in the Six-Day War. The lyrics are, "We went down into the trenches, into the pits and channels, and towards the death in the tunnels of Ammunition Hill." And then, of course, there's this. I Started a Joke, written the same year, 1968, on the other side of the world by the Bee Gees. The story goes that the Bee Gees were on a plane, and the sound from the propellers made them think of this melody. And they were probably high. So yeah, nationalist Israeli battle song, AM radio schmaltz. The songs seem worlds apart.
Actually, what I'm looking for is the right tension.
That's Roy Assaf. He's an Israeli choreographer and dancer, and he loves tension so much that he's bringing these songs together in a dance, of all things. The dance is called The Hill, after Ammunition Hill from the song, and it had its U.S. premiere this summer at Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival in Western Massachusetts. And it's pretty unusual. It's a trio for male dancers, Assaf is one of them, and it's about war and its psychological effects.
Lots of people told me that, you know, people might think that you're supporting, war, that you are in favor of wars building heroes and the honor of being a soldier and, whatever.
And you're just like, that's not my agenda?
Exactly.
Assaf himself began dancing professionally while he was still in the army. In Israel, everyone goes into the army for 2 or 3 years when they're 18. Assaf was home for the weekend to perform with a dance group at a local community center when he was spotted by the superstar choreographer Emmanuel Gott and offered a job.
When he tells the story, he says, "I just saw you walking and I fell in love in the way you walk."
For the rest of his time in the army, Assaf would serve during the week and go into the studio to dance on the weekends. In the 11 years since then, he's danced all over the world and started a company of his own. And now he's turning to military themes. His dance, The Hill, starts with three soldiers goofing around. And it's funny. At one point, the guys grab each other's butts and sway side to side. But then the boys begin to fight each other. And you're not sure if they're play fighting or real fighting. They begin kicking and pushing and shoving.
And they start to fight until they are exhausted. And the only place that they have is crying. And after crying, they want to die.
That's the dance? That's it?
You know, again, once I described it, it's not accurate because there is more to it. So I would now say these three men finish in a very different places. One is standing, one is lying on the floor, and one is walking outside of the stage.
And all the time, this saccharine, poppy, 1968 hallucinogenic song plays in the background. Assaf says he left the dance intentionally open-ended.
It's a symbol, and the person you are, with your own experiences that you had in life, you will choose what you feel about this moment. You can describe for yourself what it is and what every man represents.
Asaf says after one performance, he got an email from the spouse of a veteran. She said she spent years caring for her husband with PTSD, and the dance spoke to her about that pain. Asaf says he didn't set out to do that, but to me, it can't be a coincidence that Asaf started dancing in the army, and now he's understanding that experience through dance. For The World, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, Beckett, Massachusetts.
That puts a wrap on the show today. Eric Goldberg composed our theme music. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Have a great Labor Day weekend.